calling the Diamond Center. This is Heather. Happy to help.
Hey, Heather. It's Scott with RDI. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I just got a really disjointed email from Mr. Ray that I think I have figured out. I need to talk to him, though.
Okay. Let me see if he is this. Let me see if he is available. Oh, here is Ashley, who can
right.
definitely help clear things
awesome.
Up. Just one
right.
second. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. So I got an email from Ray that it's got some content I can't read, but it looks like your customer on this 250 found the diamond, my diamond, cheaper somewhere else.
What?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, this email Ray sent me is kind of confusing. I don't know if he meant to send it to. He sounds very angry. This makes my life harder. First time it's happened. So based on it, it looks like copies from text messages, but there's a face-over part of it. And I can only guess, you know, Ray's going to be the only one that can decipher this for us 100%, but it looks like somebody is telling your customer that they can get that 250 cushion, GSI-1 GIA, cheaper from another vendor. And my explanation would be this. Every one of the jewelry stores that we deal with is allowed to link our inventory to their website. They do their markups, okay?
Yeah.
So it could be cheaper at another jewelry store. But let me ask you this, Ashley. How can a customer buy a diamond from somebody that doesn't have it?
Right.
You put that diamond in the palm of your hand and say, that's all well and good, but how's he going to sell you this diamond that's in my hand?
Right, exactly.
I know I'd like to know who the other jewelry store is so I can go terrorize them personally, but and again, I'm just kind of looking at this. I don't know.
Let me transfer you to Ray because I'm not aware of this part of it.
And it's, Ray seems upset. I don't like that. I don't like angry Ray.
Yeah. Me either.
Right. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. So I got your email, and I'm trying to work through it a little bit. I mean, there's a face-over part of it, and some I'm looking at it.
Oh.
To
yeah,
me, it looks like
the
customer,
all of,
yeah, customer
they,
found the same diamond cheaper, right?
The same GIA diamond, yeah. So it's the exact same diamond.
How can you buy it somewhere else if it's sitting in your store, Ray?
Yeah.
You have a jeweler somewhere else that
okay.
basically has been on my website, and either, you know, did our link, which we let everybody do, and with their markup,
okay,
and has given the diamond away,
mm-hmm.
How can they possibly sell this diamond if it's sitting in the palm of your hand? I've only had this happen once before.
Well, it was new to me.
Yeah, I mean, this was probably 10 years ago. It's Marici at Montego Jewelry. That's kind of why I'm looking at your email going, okay. So your customer went to another jewelry store, called another jewelry store, or found this diamond online somewhere for cheaper than what you're trying to sell it to them.
Brilliance.com. They sent me the link. I can forward it to you if you want.
Yes. That way I can go to my boss and go, what the heck is Brilliance.com doing to us?
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not, like, begrudging RDI's need to make money. Like, if had you guys listed it there, like, I'm not really mad at it. It's just I have to I can't go on like a high
I get that
and then have him tell me, oh, well, it's this one.
They're not getting it any cheaper than you are, right? They get it for the same price.
Yeah, no, I get it. But
so, yeah, I got to wonder, I mean, what are they trying to sell it for retail?
19. And I'm trying to sell it for 23.8.
All right. What do you need from me? What do I got to do to make this sale?
I I don't really need anything. I just wanted to talk it through.
I need that link. And they're selling it for 19 even?
That's what the tech said. I didn't click on the link. I've responded to that question a million times thinking it was a similar diamond. And I was driving. But
you're good.
The link right now.
Yeah, this way I can take it to Ann and be like, hey, you know, this is what they're doing. They're bastard. I mean, what's that? It's what? How much percentage are they putting on there? So cost is 16, we'll call it 563.
Mm-hmm.
And again, 17 and a half years I've had it happen once.
Yeah. No, it's kind of, you know what, the point you make about, you know, someone grabbing it and then listing it with the info and, you know, that I think is probably going to be enough for me in this situation.
Marie, she did it in a mean way. She's from, we call her Machete because she's, if you ever meet her, she's beautiful, tough lady. She's El Salvadorian and she does not play games. Andrew once offered, you know, her husband was on the Miami Town Council dressed like Andrew, you know, John was put together. Once offered a different salesperson that was, how did he say it, more to fit you. And she threatened to cut Andrew.
Nice. I like that.
So, me too. But she walked right out into her showroom in Marici style, looked at the customer and says, so you're telling me you can buy the diamond in my hand cheaper somewhere else?
Yeah,
and the guy kind of looked at her. She goes, good luck. Turned around, diamond in hand, and walked away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she ended up cutting a deal with the guy and making a deal, but it's just so I'm trying to figure out what he's putting Mark on.
Yeah.
So he's going to make $2,400 on just the diamond. Let me see some here. And as soon as I have the link, I'm going to go try and find it, too. If I have the link from you.
Yeah, I'll send my phone's across this room, but as soon as I I'll send it to you as soon as we hang up.
All right, you got it, buddy. He's making about 18% on that.
All right. Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, nobody would. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Let me get back with you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.